Good morning, dear sister, brother, and child. Our devotion for this morning is taken from John 15, verses 1 to 8. These verses are an allegory, a work in which the characters represent other things and symbolically express a deeper meaning. The vine imagery is familiar. The Old Testament frequently pictures Israel as a vine or vineyard. Israel is often referred to as God's vine that he planted. It became a national symbol that was on some of the coins. There was a golden vine over the entrance to the temple. In Isaiah 5 verse 1 to 7, the prophet paints a picture of the Lord planting a vineyard and expecting to find good grapes at the harvest, but it only produced worthless grapes. Dear brothers and sisters, for Jesus to say, "I am the vine," we see an announcement that as the Messiah, he now becomes the true Israel, the true locus for God's people. When you think about it, it is an astounding revelation. If Jesus is a true vine, then his Father is the vine grower, the one who tenderly cares for the vine, cutting and pruning so that it produces the maximum amount of fruit possible. Pruning takes experience and skill. After the harvest, winter comes when the leaves fall off and the vine goes dormant. During this time, before the new buds of spring, the pruning takes place. Our text discuss two operations. Firstly, removing unfruitful branches, and secondly, pruning the fruitful ones. The fruitful branches are true believers who, by their living union with Christ, produce much fruit. But those who become unproductive, those who turn from following Christ after making a superficial commitment, will be separated from the vine. In Romans 11, the Apostle Paul pictures Israel as an olive tree where some branches were broken off because of unbelief, while the believing Gentiles were grafted in. The Jewish branches who thought that they had a secure place, who rejected Christ, would be cut off. Only those who truly believe in him will be saved. To accomplish this, Jesus cleanses you with his word, and the vine grower prunes you. Jesus says, according to John 15, verse 3, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." Pruning is the essential discipline that all true children of God must experience if they are to grow the peaceful fruit of righteousness, according to Hebrews 12, verse 11. As branches in the vine, we must abide in Christ. Jesus is looking in the overall direction of our lives, to know Him as Lord and Savior means that we invite Him to move into our lives and live there as a permanent Lord of all. As He lives within us, we don't do anything that would make Him uncomfortable to be there. We allow Him to clean out the garbage that offends Him. The longer He lives within us, the closer we grow to love Him. This is a very rich passage, replete with important lessons for Jesus' disciples and for us as fellow believers. Lessons for disciples from this rich passage. The Messiah Jesus becomes the new Israel, the true vine from which all believers draw their life. God's pruning or correction or discipline is necessary in order that our lives becomes more like Christ and bears the fruit of His character. Listening and obeying Jesus' word has a cleansing effect on our lives. An intimate and continuing connection of faith and obedience in Jesus is necessary in order that our lives bear fruit in His character. We dwell in Christ and He dwells in us. A mutual indwelling. We are not alone. When we try to accomplish spiritual work in our own strength, the result is small. We can do nothing that has a lasting result without relying on Jesus' strength through us. We must practice dependence on Him, not independence from Him. One of the blessings of abiding in Christ and allowing His word and character infuse us is answered in prayer, since we will much more likely to be praying according to His will. The fruit Jesus grows in us consists of godly character as well as the effectiveness of whatever mission He calls us to. This resounding question to you and I, dear sister, brother and child, is how does the example become relevant to us during the time of COVID-19? During the time of lockdown, many changes have taken place, especially within our lives. We have had to adapt as to how we worship as a community of believers, how we practice and live out our fellowship within our families. Due to our confined status, we have become more inward looking, more time for introspection, more time to undo certain negative characteristics, more time to clean up and clean out. The emphasis and focus, especially being on our spiritual lives, and how we would continue being a part of a bigger unit, not only during but also after lockdown. As bearers of fruit for His kingdom, what kind of fruits are we producing? Have I removed unfruitful branches in order to produce new fruits? Am I joyfully submitting to be pruned, shaped, nurtured, and molded? Am I abiding in Christ, allowing for Him to be at home in my heart, dear sister, brother, and child? That is a purpose for which He saved you and I. Don't live for anything less. Allow yourself to be the vine. Allow the vine grower to be your shaper, molder, pruner. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for including us in your vineyard. Help us to accept your pruning with dust. Help us to rely on Jesus so that we bear His fruit and so glorify you. Thank you for the immense privilege of being part of your vineyard. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.